This week on Minnesota Native News, a new policy to curb pill shopping takes effect in IHS clinics. Women gather for Quay Strong at Bidet Makoska and an interview with Boys for Its new chairwoman.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A new federal policy aimed at curbing pill shopping is taking effect in clinics funded by Indian Health Services. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burrell announced a new policy in July.
This policy requires prescribers and pharmacists to check the state prescription drug monitoring program databases before they prescribe or dispense opioids for pain treatment.
The Minnesota Board of Pharmacy maintains a list of all people who've been prescribed opioid pain medication. It's called the Minnesota Prescription Monitoring Program. A red flag is raised when a person receives numerous prescriptions from multiple providers in a set period of time. A physician or pharmacist then decides whether she or he will dispense the pills or not. This practice is optional for all medical providers, but under the new federal policy, it's mandatory at IHS clinics. The move may stop pill shopping among those addicted, but some observers are worried that it'll drive them to more deadly street drugs. Boys for It chairwoman Kathy Shavers has been in the job nearly 2 months now. She recently talked with reporter Melissa Townsend about her new role.
Shavers says she believes she was elected because Boys for It band members wanted a change. The fact that she's a woman is one big change. She replaces outgoing chair Kevin Lisi.
You know, women have that caring, nurturing part that comes with motherhood. And sometimes I think, no offense to men, but they kind of don't have that. So I just think there's that extra quality in women to become leaders.
Chavers also has some ideas for changing tribal government structures. For example, she wants to reinstall separate commissions to oversee the band's gaming and business enterprises. The commission would act independently from the tribal council.
We've got a lot of band members with the knowledge and experience in, say, finances, business management, where, you know, a lot of the council members really, some do and some don't.
Chavers has worked with Boys for It for over 30 years, mainly in healthcare and health policy. She was also previously on the tribal council from 2008 to 2012. But she says being the tribe's chair, that's a whole different experience. Her current challenge is getting a handle on all of the federal, state, and local agencies, bureaus, and divisions that are involved in tribal governance.
It is somewhat of a challenge for me, but I'll never know unless I learn.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
There's a lot of people, and there's a lot of bikes, and there's a lot of canoes.
8-year-old Rain was one of nearly 200 Indigenous women and girls gathered recently with family and friends on the shores of Bidet Makoska or Lake Calhoun in Minneapolis for the 4th annual Quay Strong Triathlon. The race includes a round-trip canoe across the lake, a 9-mile bike ride, and a 5K run. This is Rain's third Quay Strong Triathlon. She and her mom, Angela, had a little trouble last year with the canoe.
There was pretty big waves out there, and we got kind of stuck last year. We only got to go across over there, and then we had to walk all the way back.
But this year, there was very little wind. The sun was shining, and the air was cool. It's Estella's first time at Quay Strong.
I'm going to turn 60 this year, and I've always heard about this, and I decided this year I'm going to try it. I'm going to push myself a little bit.
This race is about getting together, building community around activities that make Indigenous women strong and healthy.
The thing I love most about this is that you can do as much as you can do.
Tamara Gagalai came out for a second year in a row because last year...
I made it without dying.
Tamara says she wants to set a good example.
I'm a role model for my daughter, and I'm a teacher, and so... For my students to see that, you know, it doesn't matter what your size is, that as long as you're out and you're active, that's what really matters. So,
organizers are planning the 5th annual Quay Strong Indigenous Women's Triathlon for next August. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.